right, God bless you guys for joining me at ATLC Ministries. He's here in City of Plano, Texas. We got a great friend of mine who's going to be with us on the studio today. It's going to be Prophet Cedric Strogan of Louisiana. Oh, it's a great man of God to bring forth the Word of God. We're going to actually light him up here in just a moment. We get him in the program. We're going to handle the Word of God. Have to say it's coming from the kingdom of God. Both of you are calling into the show. You know, you want to call into the action. I'm going to pull a music back here just a little bit. I want to make sure we get our information for our prophecy. Let me bring in the man of God, Cedric Strogan, out of Louisiana, also for those who are calling into the studio on this particular morning. The calling number is going to be 929-477-1191. That'll give you access. You know, on the studio, if there's a question you have to ask during the course, or not the course of the show, but after this man of God bring forth that what the kingdom of God has given him, you want to touch that number one button on your dial tone or like your keypad, and that'll get you right into the studio. But we're going to continue to move forward. We're going to hear the Word of God has to say from this man of God. I'm not going to delay. I'm not going to delay the time. But nobody can explain their ministry no better than himself. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the mic over to the man of God, Prophet Cedric Strogan. Strogan, how you doing, man of God?
All is well, sir. God bless you. How you been doing?
It's a blessing to have you in the studio. It's truly an honor. We're going to pull ourselves back. We're going to turn this helm over to you. And as any questions come to the studio, I will let you know, alarm you. But from this point on, it's all in your hands. Man of God, give us a good one.
Yeah, bless God. God bless you, saints of the Most High God. Yeah, this is Prophet Cedric Strogan out of Shreveport, Louisiana, Soundwork Ministries and Corporate, where we are, you know, we're a prophetic voice for instruction and inspiration, leading God's people to a place of destination. Let's get into the Word of God. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, and verse number, Hebrews chapter 4, and verse number 2. Please forgive me. The Bible says, "For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." See, faith come by hearing the word of God. Now, the title of this message is "The Right Mixture Will Move God." Now, you got to understand something. There was a saying back in the 70s and the early 80s. They said, "What faith are you?" Well, what they were saying was they was trying to alleviate arguments and confusions, and I believe we need to go back to that to nowadays. So they wanted to know, were you Baptist? Was you Presbyterian? Was you of your Pentecostal? Are you Charismatic? Catholic? Are you Church of God in Christ? Are you full gospel? They wanted to know what faith for you. They wanted to know, how do you believe? And you're in that time period, because it was such a fight dealing with baptism of truth, to where if you was Kojic and I was apostolic, then hey, let's just talk about the Cowboys, you know, and no, let's go to sports, because you believe the way you believe, I believe the way I believe, and you're not going to change. So, and then there came out something that's a couple of phrases to that word faith, F-A-T-H. It don't mean the same thing. See, some folks, faith just means just something that you believe, but real faith, real Bible faith. You know, let's go to Hebrews, let's skip over 4-7 chapters to chapter 11. And the Bible reads in Hebrews 11 and 1, it says, "Now faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things is not seen." So people have said, religion has said, this is the description, this is the definition of faith, but I beg the difference. This is a description. It's a person, place, or thing. It's a noun version of it. So it's a description. Hebrews, the whole Hebrews 11 chapter, it gives you the results of what faith will bring to you. Now, Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Now, if you really want to know what faith is, let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 12. Is that all right, saints? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13.
Amen.
Excuse me. The Bible says, "We have in the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. We also believe, therefore we speak." See, faith come by hearing the word of God. But see, you hear faith, you see faith, and you speak faith. I'm going to say that again. You hear faith, you see faith, and you speak faith. See, faith is a voice. It's voice activated. You saying you got faith, but you ain't confessing nothing. faith and confession go hand in hand, like wet on water. You can't get water without getting wet. You can't get wet without a liquid substance, water, Kool-Aid, something. So in order to have faith, you got to know how to confess. You got to confess. You got to believe that you receive. So you got to confess that by Jesus Christ I'm healed, even when sickness and disease and alarming symptoms is in your body. You got to still yet believe God and say, by Jesus Christ I'm healed. And you got to go to 1 John 3:8, said, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. See, when sickness and disease hits your body, then you got to realize that you got to get in faith. You got to speak the words of faith. See, over 13 years ago in my life, you know, bless God, I got attacked in my body. I used to drive for Dallas at Rapid Transit, and I got attacked in my body February of 2006. I got attacked in my body with stage 4 cancer, and medical science said I had to die. But it was God's healing mercies that delivered me. It was God's healing mercies that brought me out with a mighty hand. And I went to confessing the word of God. I had stuff in my lymph node glands. I had stage 4 lymph node cancer. And stuff was growing out of my neck and everything. But I kept confessing the word. I went to the doctor. I got treatment. And medical science said that I had to die. I went into a coma. March the 5th of 2006, I went into a coma, and I come out the coma. February the 28th, March the 4th, I went into a coma, and I came out the coma April the 6th. I used to weigh about 200-some pounds. I was at 112.5 pounds, soaking wet. But medical science said I had to die, but God brought me back. God raised me up. It's been over 13 years, and I've been traveling and preaching and believing God. But what I'm saying, saints of God, is that you got to take God at his word. You got to speak those things that be that as though they were. So when I got a chance to get my Bible at 112.5 pounds, I could put the Bible and books and dictionary all in my bed with me in the hospital. I went to quoting them scriptures, them healing scriptures. By his stripes, you know, he was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my iniquity. Chastised and beat upon me. With his stripes, I'm healed. I went to confessing. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest. He may destroy the works of the devil. I went to confessing that if you observe my laws and my commandments and keep my statutes, none of these diseases I put upon you that I put upon the Egyptians, but I'm the Lord thy God that healed thee. So what am I saying? It was the right mixture. The right mixture. This word mixture, it comes from the definition of mixture is a substance made by mixing other substances together. It's one definition, a combination of different qualities of things or emotions in which the component elements are individually distinct. There's certain things that you mix together to make a cake. You know, we thank God we like cake, but I don't think nobody pull salt or pull flour in their hand and just lick it. You know, you got to mix some things together, some oil, some, you know, you got to mix certain things together, baking powder and stuff like that. You got to mix this together to make a cake. Vanilla abstract. You got these things you got to mix together to make certain things. Well, it's the same way with faith. The word of God, the spirit of God, and the word of God. See, from the beginning, the God said the earth was void and form and void without form and was void. And God said, And if it would never spoke anything, the Bible said that the Spirit was moving, hovering over the face of the deep. And if God never spoke, it still would be hovering today. But he spoke, let there be, and it was. But see, what I'm saying is that you got to speak something to mix your faith with it. You just can't say, I have faith. The Bible says, if you in James, it says that faith without work is dead. You show me your faith without your work, I show you my faith by my work. So you gotta put a mix with this faith. Let's go to the book of Habakkuk chapter 2. Habakkuk chapter 2. Very familiar passage of scripture. You know, some folks say Habakkuk, some people say Habakkuk, but we know it's Habakkuk. I know it as Habakkuk. Habakkuk chapter 2. Trying to get there. There you go, right here. Habakkuk chapter 2, it says, I was set upon my watch and set me upon a tower and will watch the signal what he will say unto me when I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord said unto me, write the vision, make it plain. He said, make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. Now check it out. When we went back to this word reprove means to scold or correct, usually gently, with the kindly intent. You know, when you scold your children, you don't. God is not an abuser. He's a corrector. He always corrects us out of love. But he said, write the vision. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, that at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it shall surely come, it will not tarry. Behold, his soul, verse number 4, which is lifted up, is not aright in him, but the just shall live by what? H-I-S, his faith. That's why I went to that verse, because I like that verse, because it makes you responsible for your faith being developed. See, God has given to every man a measure, the measure, a measure of faith. Now, I know people preach that, you know, that we all got the same measure. That's a true statement. But you got to, in order for you to get that measure of faith, you got to exercise that measure. Now, everybody got 300 some muscles in their body. I know we all don't have it the right way. Some of us are heavy. Some of us are overweight. Some of us are skinny. Some of us are what? But we got the same muscles. But we got to learn how to exercise. Now, we got one muscle we exercise all the time. That's our mouth. In our opinion. But God said he wants us to exercise our faith. So you got to hear faith. See, the Bible said they came to hear and to be healed. You hear me? In Matthew, it said they came to hear and to be healed. See, a lot of times you got to hear the message of faith. See, some of the people are thumbs down on the faith message, but they're not willing to hear the message of faith. So you got to hear faith. You got to hear the message on prosperity. You got to hear the message on prayer. See, sometimes we think we know more than we think we know. When the person knows everything, we don't even listen to him. That's God. See, a lot of times when we pray, prayer and faith go together. Sometimes we pray, we don't do enough listening. There's a listening sign of prayer. Well, I know I lost some of y'all already on that one. But there is a listening sign to prayer. As much as we talk, we should be able to listen. Faith, the right mixture will move God. See, our faith walk, this faith walk that we walk in. See, the funniest thing about all this is that we are neglecting certain things. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 1, is a very familiar passage of scripture. It said, therefore, we ought to give a more earnest heed to the things which we have heard. He said, anytime we shall let them what? Slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. Verse number 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by our Lord, was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. You see what I'm saying? God also bearing them witnesses, both with signs and wonders and with divers miracles, gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. So it's the will of God for us to have faith. It's the will of God for us to develop in our faith walk.
Amen.
But we got the faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there's a lot of things that we do. I know there's a lot of things that we say. But we got to be honest. We know we believe God's word, but we got to also, as we say we believe, we got to speak something. You got to say something to your mouth. See, over 40-some years ago, there was a man of God, the late, great Charles Capps, said the Lord showed him over 40-some plus years ago that we can have what we say, but we're too busy saying what we have. See, our faith confession. See, our confession brings forth reality. What you say, what you think on and what you say, it gets bigger. You magnify it. Let's magnify God. Let's magnify the word of God. No matter what you're going through in your body, no matter what you're going through financially. Now, number one, if you're going through something financial, you got to check back up. If something is not working, you got to check on your love walk. Galatians 5 and 6, part B said, faith which worketh by love. See, a lot of times, if nothing is not working, Gad Hagin said, check on your love walk. So if your faith is not working concerning your finances, check on your love walk. And are you a tither? And are you a giver? See, God gives seed to the sower, bread to the eater. He gives seed to the tither. That means a person that continuously tithes. A giver, a person that continues to give. You can't stop sowing. You can't stop giving. You cannot, definitely you can't stop tithing. See, when you don't tithe, the Bible says that you Malachi say that when you tithe, God rebuked the devourer for your sake.
Amen.
Now, you know, I understand, you know, we all know God ain't got no electric bill. God ain't got no light bill. But this is to help support the local church.
Amen.
And this is appropriable. Now, in the natural, you're not going to get no gas. You're not going to get no water. You're not going to get no lights at your house without paying the bill.
Mm.
And if we be honest with you, we don't even agree with the price of the bill, because sometimes it be the same wattage and the same usage and the same gallons, and it seems like it's more each month. But you pay that bill because there's something you got to do is maintain your health, maintain your hygiene, make sure you eat. Because I know there's Alaskan wild and all the different things, survival show, but we ain't living like that nowadays. We're not living back in the caveman days. Thank God for modern technology. See, electricity was way back in the days of Columbus. It was way back then, but it wasn't discovered. So you got to take our time in the Word of God to understand what faith is. And the certain subjects, faith, prayer, healing, these are very important subjects. These aren't just top, these are subjects. This is life. And you cannot take every need you have and put them in a bag and shake them up like you shaking up chicken inside of a bag with flour and just throw it out there and wonder why you can't get no results. This is what we do. We get a prayer request and try to use one scripture to meet every prayer request. That's not faith. You got to operate. There's principles. See, we serve a God of laws and principles. He's governed by this. As much as God loves us, if we don't repent, we're going to perish. As much as God loves us, he's not moved by your need. He's moved by your faith. The right mixture will move God. This is Prophet Strogan out of Sound Word Ministries Incorporated. Let you know that Galatians 6, part B, faith, which worketh by love. Faith is the vehicle, but the love of God is the motor. Walk in the love of God. And if you don't remember nothing else I say, Jesus will pull you through if you can stand the pull. God bless you.
Amen. Hey, man, we thank man of God, Prophet Strogan, for being with us on the Ike's Morning Show. Most of you who actually out there, ministers who are doing the Word of God that's coming from the Kingdom of God, you got the same opportunity. They're going to join us at HNLC any time of the morning with advance notice. Of course, in the situation with Prophet Strogan, it was kind of a last note, but he came through clear, as he always has does when great man of God is called on. You know, they have something to bring forth that's going to help you move forward in your word. We're here at HNLC Studios. As I said, it's always a blessing to be here. Thank the man of God, Prophet Strogan, for joining us. Really, on the last minute notice, for all of you on the line and want to get a hold of the man of God, I'm going to let him give an introduction to his information, and we're going to go ahead and push ourselves on out the way, and we're going to get back and present this. It's just doing what we do here at HNLC, and that's playing the gospel in how many of stations we have here around the world. You're more welcome to be a part of what we're doing here at HNLC Studios, as well as, you know, promote other man of God, go out and do the work and continue to move forward. And he's another great man that's in the work of the kingdom, and then you don't want to miss out on him. So I'm going to give him an opportunity this time to go ahead and give us information to you, how you can contact him and get a hold of him. Prophet Strogan?
Yes, sir. God bless you. Yeah, this is Prophet Strogan again, Sound Word Ministries Incorporated. My phone number is 817-812-9213. That's Sound Word Ministries Incorporated, where we endeavor to preach. We endeavor to be a prophetic voice for instructions, inspiration, and leading God's people to a place of destination. Always remember, my phone number is 817-812-9213. Yes, I know it's a Texas number. I lived there for 14 years, but I live in Louisiana. Freeport, Louisiana, Sound Word Ministries Incorporated. Prophets and Dirk Schroeder. God bless.
Amen. Is that a website email? But this is kind of what you want as of right now.
Yeah, that's my cell number. My email address is soundwordministries@yahoo.com.
Amen. Well, you heard it from yourself. Man of God, he brought it home. Really strong word dealing with the process of faith. We thank him for joining us from the bottom of our hearts for being with us here at ATLC International. And for those of you who said before, you know, we always ask you to continue to join us here at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time in ATLC Studio for a great word that's always coming from the kingdom. Now, once again, we thank you, Prophet Strogan, for being with us. And each and every one of you out there in radio land has been joining us here on the station. We thank God for you joining us this morning also. We hope that was something that inspired you in your walk with Christ as we continue to move forward doing the work here at the Kingdom of God. Now, I'm Apostle Charles Evans here at ATLC Studios. And I say once again, it's always a pleasure for you guys to be with us here during the course of the work we're doing here at ATLC.